أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. With regard to this ayat and with regard to the desire of mort, ulama have written great details about this. One, it has come in the hadith that because of some difficulty that comes to a person, some problem, then he should not desire for more to come out of that. That is like a coward. A problem has come in his life, whether it is by his own doing or it is a test and trial from Allah Ta'ala, but when some difficulties and hardships of dunya come on a person, he should not desire for more at that time. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says a beautiful poem with regard to that. That at that time a person says, "Ab to hum mar jayenge." Because of this difficulty we will rather die. Mar ke bhi na chain paya to ab kidhar jayenge. And when a person dies and he doesn't find peace in the qabr, then where is he going from there? Once we are in the qabr, then we have to face the consequences of everything. So for difficulties, a person when they come, whether it is our own gunas and difficulties came upon us, some test and trial, a person should make sabr at that time and turn to Allah Ta'ala. However, to desire for more, for the sake of making tawbah, making more amal, more turning towards Allah Ta'ala, then it is desirable to make dua for a long life. That a person, and when a person is sincere, not for dunya's sake, not to live it up in this dunya, make more money and all the fun and enjoyment, the apparent fun and enjoyment of this dunya, not for that. Because once a person dies, then the enjoyment of namaz, connection with Allah, that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, all those things, tawbah, istighfar, he doesn't get that opportunity. There are those few people who desired it, and Allah gives it to them in their qabr also. But there is no sawab for that. This dunya's life, this is the time to accumulate our sawabs for the akhirat. Once a person dies, then everything comes to an end, except those amal that he did as sadaqah jariyah. That is, for example, he had a masjid built and people keep on reading namaz there. He had a well dug. He sponsored somebody to become a hafiz alim. And as long as that carries on, and from there others also become alim hafiz, all that sawab he will still carry on accumulating. But once he dies, then all this comes to an end. So therefore, and it is also mentioned in the hadith, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min, that dunya is a prison for a believer. From one aspect, that it is a prison, and nobody likes to live in a prison. A person wants to be in freedom. In this dunya, there are all restrictions from all sides. In the akhirat, there will be freedom from all sides. So from all sides, and in everything, a person yatabawwa'u minha haythu yasha, Jannat, wherever he wishes to go, he can go. There will be no restrictions, there will be no limitations of anything. Food he wants to eat, he can keep on eating as much as he wants to. No restrictions. In fact, the fruit of Jannat will have no seasons also. They will be seasonal all the time. And he can have as much as he wants to. So therefore, to desire for more for the pleasures of Jannat and mainly for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to meet Allah Ta'ala. That a person in his whole life is making namaz, he's saying that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, only you do we worship, O Allah, and it is only from you that we seek help. And now the time came that only you, but we were not seeing Allah. Maut is that a person sees Allah Ta'ala. Al-mautu jasrun yusalu al-habib ila al-habib. Maut is that bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. So really those people who have found Allah Ta'ala and a great enjoyment of being with Allah, they will desire to die and to meet Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his deathbed, when he was given the offer of either staying in this dunya or going to meet Allah Ta'ala, he preferred to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, who could be more a person who does good deeds in this world than Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But he also gave preference to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. So a person should, the more he finds Allah, the love of Allah, the more he will be eager. And ulama have written the different conditions of people with regard to mort also. So basically, a person should not have the desire for mort if he wants to do good deeds and he wants to make tawbah. And if he has found Allah, like any person, like a person, we find it is common also, when a proposal is given for a girl, it is accepted. A date is set for the marriage, and usually from the boy's side, then they try and rush that date and bring it earlier, because now you want to meet the person who you are married to. So the minute a person finds Allah Ta'ala, then he will also want to rush the date to meet Allah Ta'ala, to go away to Allah Ta'ala. So if a person has made that effort of finding Allah, he will desire for to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And the only means of meeting Allah is through mort, which Allah challenges the Jews here, that if you claim that you are the chosen ones of Allah, the beloved ones of Allah, then desire mort. That mort will come and you will go and meet Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with the reality of this very important aspect of our life also. Let us not be afraid of mort, as we will explain inshallah further the different conditions of people with regard to mort. Wa akhiru da'wana.